Hi, and welcome to the Missouri Athletic Club Connections, a podcast highlighting Missouri's only premier athletic club. The MAC is recognized as the foremost private club in St. Louis, known for attracting exceptional people and enriching lives for generations. At the club, we create extraordinary experiences in all aspects of club life in the spirit of excellence, service, and tradition. Today, we will be discussing Beyond the Mic with Michelle Smallman. Michelle is one of the hosts on Carriker and Smallman on 101 ESPN here in St. Louis in the mornings. And Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Rodney. I'm so excited to participate.
This is great. This is a dream for me. We've been doing this podcast a while, but we have the Michelle Smallman on today. I'm pretty pumped about that. So, but let's start. I know a lot of people are familiar with you. You definitely are known in the St. Louis area, but maybe not everybody knows your career background. So you want to fill us in? I mean, all of the ins and outs of ESPN, you know, a little brief summary of your career.
Sure. Well, I guess I'll take it all the way back to college because that's where everything really started for me.
Was that at Iowa?
Oh, Rodney. My Big Ten brother.
Oh, Illinois. That's right. That other school. Okay.
Got it. The school that's good at basketball.
Oh, yes.
It's giving you a hard time. You kill us in football all the time. But I went to the University of Illinois, and I actually went pre-med. I wanted to be a dermatologist. And my very first class at Illinois was chemistry, and I came from a small Catholic high school in the St. Louis Metro East. I went to Althoff over in Belleville, Illinois, and I was not used to a big lecture hall. And it was about 300 kids in my class, and the professor walked in and started writing chemical equations on the board. No explanation, nothing. And I remember panicking and thinking, this is not going to be for me. This is not going to be for me. I'm going to have to figure
Day one,
class one. Had to figure something out quickly. So I went and saw my advisor. And she recommended that I at least do one semester. We could just do, you know, general education. Yeah. But then she told me to figure out in a semester what it is that I was really passionate about and what I would want to do. So I went back to her before second semester and I said, if I could do anything, I would want to follow this college basketball team around and cover them. Because my freshman year at Illinois was 2005, yeah. The year that Illinois was robbed of the national championship. Yep. They went to the national championship game, lost North Carolina. But that team was magic. Yeah. It was so fun. It was such a great introduction into college life and college athletics for me. And I thought it was just that, a dream, something that I would never really be able to make a career at. But I had a great advisor who suggested that I go into broadcast journalism. This was 2005. So she said, everything is going to be convergence media. This was before social media was what it is today. And she just had great foresight there. And so I attacked it head on. And any internship that came across her desk, I wanted a crack at it. So nice. I worked for the Big Ten Network when it was in its inception period and got to cover Illinois sports. I worked for this company called Illini Productions, where I was making all the videos on the Jumbotron for football games and basketball games. And I had internships with Monday Night Football, with KSDK here in St. Louis, and really just tried to learn as much as I could and keep in touch with all of these people that I was making connections with. And then when I was getting ready to graduate, Rodney, I thought I would move to Chicago, live with all of my friends, and perhaps work for the Big Ten Network. But life happens, and it was 2008, and the economy crashed. Yep. And all of my peers and I could not get jobs. So I moved back to St. Louis, was living in my parents' basement. But thankfully, I had interned at KSDK and made a connection there. Yep. And they had an opening for a production assistant. So I took the job, was so happy to get an opportunity, especially in my hometown. I was thrilled. But I worked from 4 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon doing behind the scenes production for news. And I knew I wanted to work in sports, so as soon as I would get off at 2 p.m I would go to the sports office and I would bug Frank Cusimano and I would bug Rennie Knott, and I would just sit there from 2 to 6 until the second sportscast was done and ask them if I could do anything. And that opened up more opportunities for me to do high school football coverage. And I started hosting a segment on Sports Plus called The Pit, which was the Sunday night sports show. And then ESPN Radio came to town. And Rennie Knott got a weekend show and asked if I would be one of the co-hosts with him. So on my one day off, I was driving an hour from Belleville to Creve Coeur to do this 2-hour sports talk radio show. I never really even considered radio as a career. I always thought I would be in TV. And the production director heard me on air and emailed me and asked if I would apply to be a producer to work with Bernie Miklas. And I ended up getting the job, and the rest is kind of history.
Wonderful. And then there was the stint, right, at the, I always forget what you call it.
The mothership.
Mothership, that's what it is. Yeah. Mothership, yeah.
So I produced for Bernie Miklas for about 3 years and then moved to Afternoon Drive and produced for The Fast Lane, Randy Carricker, DeMarco Farr, Brad Thompson for about 2 years. Then I got the opportunity to go to Bristol, Connecticut, and I worked at the mothership for ESPN headquarters for about 3 years. I worked on various shows, but the main one was Russillo and Kanell, which was a TV and radio show at the time. And that was truly a dream job. That's what everybody who works in sports dreams about, because we got to travel to all the big games. So I was at the Super Bowl and I was at the national championship and I got to go to Duke, North Carolina for a rivalry game and Alabama LSU on a Saturday night. And so I did that for a couple years, but then I got the opportunity to come back home and move from behind the mic into a full-time on-air position and co-host a morning show with Bernie Miklas. And I've been hosting this iteration of the morning show with Randy Carricker now for a little over 2 years.
Oh my gosh, 2 years already.
Well, the pandemic shifted everything.
You're right.
We started right in the heart of the pandemic, so it doesn't feel like 2 years.
Right. Oh, but it's wonderful and a wonderful show. So I know we have a lot of loyal listeners here at the club for sure. So now let's shift to the MAC and your involvement. You are a member of the Missouri Athletic Club and have been for years now. First question. MAC has been known with, or is known for a lot of top sports awards programs. You know, you've got the Jack Buck Awards, College Basketball Awards, Herman Trophy. What makes those MAC events so special?
Well, there's so many things that make them so special, but I think it's just reiterating that St. Louis is one of the best, if not the best, sports cities in America. And that goes far beyond the fact that fans show up for anything that we have in town, whether it's the Cardinals or the Blues or the PGA Championship, the women's gymnastic trials is a sellout crowd, a record-breaking crowd. Anything that comes to St. Louis when it comes to sports, we become the destination for it. And I think having the Missouri Athletic Club be the hub for so many prominent awards throughout sports just further reiterates that. And it's something that St. Louis and the MAC should be really proud of.
Well, and I think, you know, just because you said that hub and that central location, you know, and now we're getting the MLS team to go with some of that. We had a little bit of a quick research session and realized that, you know, we now have an MLS team, you know, that's going to play next season. And if you look back through the history, how many current MLS players walked through these hallways? You know, they were here, whether they were a semi, you know, a finalist for the award, won the award. All of these people, you talk about the women's national team, holy cow, you know, how many of them have been here? So, you know,
Becky
Sauerbrunn,
Lori Gluffney. I mean, there's so many athletes from St. Louis.
So love that. And speaking of the St. Louis athletes, boy, our guy Jason Tatum came that close.
So close. But you know what I told Randy on the show, Rodney? Even though we are bummed out because Jason Tatum didn't win, I'm more confident than ever that he's going to be an NBA champion.
Oh, I agree.
He's got what it takes.
He's got the drive.
He's
got the heart. Yeah, it just came that close. So I agree with you completely. Definitely do. So speaking of events, because you talked about some of those, you have a favorite? Is there anything? And it doesn't have to be just the sports ones. I mean, I know you come to Women of Distinction luncheons and all kinds of other things at the club. What's your favorite thing?
Oh,
what do you
like? There's so many. The Women of Distinction luncheon is really special because it's highlighting women in our area that are doing really remarkable things that I think need to be noted, because a lot of times you know in certain subsects what different people are doing, but it's great to put with these women on a bigger platform. But the USBWA Awards are just so special. It was the first time that I really got to be a part of it this year, and I could not believe all of the top talent in basketball that comes to St. Louis and the people within those programs that come to support these athletes. You know, to have a John Calipari here and want to speak on behalf of Jabari, and to have all of the coaches that come to have Porter Moser there. It's just a really, really special event, and it brings the biggest stars in college basketball right here to St. Louis.
Absolutely. And that one is newer for the MAC, but certainly growing. I mean, it's certainly becoming a very, very big event for us too. So, yeah. Very good events. So this is a really good segue, because when you talked about that and being involved in that, and you also mentioned the Women of Distinction luncheon, which is great, you're certainly a breakthrough, whatever you want to call it, in your field. You know, you talk about that sometimes on the air. I hear you mention that. But along with that, along with being a woman that, you know, young women can look up to and see what you're doing, what kind of impact, what kind of things do you hope to see the club or St. Louis in general? You know, I know you're involved in a lot of charities. You know, what's your hope for the future of St. Louis and the Missouri Athletic Club?
I just hope that St. Louis continues to grow and push forward, because I think that that's something that sometimes a knock on our city is that St. Louis is stagnant.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the perception on the outside. But if you're on the inside, you see all the growth that's happening, yeah. Whether it's the Missouri Athletic Club and the Women of Distinction Luncheon, you know, and getting different people and different entities involved, or looking at St. Louis City SC having a female ownership group,
right,
and how
right.
special that is, and something that we should be proud of. But when people ask me about my job and, you know, what I hope that I can accomplish, the thing that means the most to me is when parents come up to me and they say, when we're driving our kids to school, our daughters listen to you in the morning. Mm-hmm. Because when people ask me if this was my dream job, being a sports talk radio host was never on my radar, ever. And it's because no one who looked like me ever occupied that seat, ever.
Right.
So I can't wait for some other young St. Louis girl to grow up and come take my job.
Which would be great, wouldn't
That's
it? Yeah.
All I yep. want is yep. for some other girl out in St. Louis to make this her dream and go yeah. out there and get it.
Well, and it's, you know, this is a personal note, but you met my daughter
yes.
at your studios, who maybe it's not sports. She's not exactly, doesn't have the sports vibe, but just that whole broadcasting thing, you know, that was such a wonderful thing for her to meet you, you know, see that you're this professional, that you work in this world. You know, the fact that I just listened to her on the radio and I'm talking to her now in person. So it's true. You're certainly inspiring young women in the St. Louis area. That's without question.
Thank you. That means so much. It was so great to meet your daughter, because she might hear my voice on the radio, but I've seen her on social media, and
yeah.
boy, is she a video yeah, star. She's got such great poise. She could definitely be in front of the camera.
She thinks she's a high-tech YouTuber already, so yeah, she's on it. I just want her off TikTok and things like that for now, at least, but yeah, we'll keep going with that. So let's also talk briefly about, you know, we're talking about the professional side of things, but this is your club. You're a member here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you use this? How does the club work for you with work-life balance? And, you know, I know I've had the pleasure of having lunch with you. I know you enjoy that. But what else are you using the club for?
Oh, gosh, so many things. It's such a nice community to be a part of,
mm-hmm.
Especially because I work really weird hours. So
yeah.
it's nice to have not one but two different hubs across St. Louis
yeah.
that if I need to go somewhere and get a workout in at a weird hour, or I need a place to go to bridge the gap in my day,
yeah.
I always know that that's available for me at the MAC. But I'm the type of person that I need someone to push me to work out. I am not going to go on my own volition. I'm not. I will go and I'll just roll out a mat and say I'm going to do abs and lay there, and I definitely will not get it done, which is why probably the main thing I do at the MAC is go to the West Clubhouse and work out, and
mm-hmm.
I work out with Paul Helfrich,
yeah.
who's my trainer there, and he's been so great keeping me focused on my
yeah.
health and wellness goals during the pandemic when everything was kind of awry. We did 75 hard together, and
yeah.
then that inspired a different challenge that we did for members in the fitness area out at
yeah.
the West Clubhouse at the MAC. But I also really love the club. That allows me to be a fan. And by that, I mean, when I go to games, I don't want to have to worry about parking. I don't want to
sure,
have to deal
sure.
with anything of that nature. I want to actually go and be able to really enjoy myself. And so one of my favorite things to do is come here, park at the
mm-hmm.
downtown clubhouse, come inside, have a pregame bite, and then take the shuttle to the game.
Yep.
I think that that is one of the most valuable things that members can have, because the worst thing is after a Cardinals game or a Blues game, having to walk to
uh-huh.
your car, having to sit in traffic.
Yep.
The next thing you know, it's 11:30 before you're even pulling out
oh,
and getting
yeah,
home.
Exactly.
You know, and I tell
yeah.
people all the time, I'm like, the MAC is great for so many reasons, but to be able to take that mm-hmm. shuttle for Blues and Cardinals games is really at the top of the list for me.
I it's so funny you say that, because I think it's one of those taken for granted.
Yes.
You get used to it and it just gets taken for granted. I've been, you know, had a member introduce me to a prospective member, and we'll be discussing all the ins and outs of the club and everything else. And I'll say, you know, oh, you know, the shuttle is so wonderful. And the member just lights up like, I never told you about the shuttle. Oh, my gosh, it's one of the best things we have. And I'm
totally.
Like, well, you know, we have great fitness. We have great food. But yes, the shuttle is one of the greatest things we have. It really is.
I also love that this is a real community, and that in your adult life, you don't have the same identifiers necessarily that you did when you were younger. Think, yeah. When you think about high school or college, it's, oh, I play on this team. This is the sport I play for. I went to this school, or I was in this sorority. Yeah. There are these little identifiers that are kind of on your personal resume. And I love that the Missouri Athletic Club kind of brings you that sense of community as an adult. And whenever I go out and I meet other people who are members that are, we're unfamiliar with one another, it's this instant connector. Like, oh, I'm an MAC member too. Oh my gosh, we should grab a drink at the Jack Buck Grill.
Or do you work out at West? Been to the pool, whatever it is. Yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, you know, I'm a fan. So, you know, I listened to the show. Okay. So this morning was interesting. So while I was listening this morning, I got a couple of additional questions for you I added since this morning.
Okay, great.
So the first one is, I need to know, Michelle, what is your toughness story? You know, we talked about hockey players and all this stuff. So, like, you know, did you ever do a broadcast with a punctured lung or a ruptured eardrum? Or what was your toughness story? You know, we heard all these inspiring toughness stories.
Oh, well, relative to everything you heard this morning, Rodney, I'm a big wimp. I have zero pain tolerance. But I would say probably the biggest rally moment for me was after the Blues won the Stanley Cup in Game 7. I was at Enterprise Center watching with my entire family, and I didn't drink or anything, but just the adrenaline of that night. You know, when your team wins a championship, it's a state of euphoria that's unmatched, especially when it's the first one ever. And I remember leaving Enterprise Center and doing an interview for the post game show, and people were just on the street screaming. They were honking their horns. Let's go Blues, playing Glory. It was this big celebration. And one of the best things after your team wins a championship is going home and watching SportsCenter reading all the coverage, because you can't believe it's real.
Right.
And so I remember I did not get 1 minute of sleep that night, and went in and got to do the show the next morning. I was running on pure adrenaline and coffee, but it was a toughness thing on a different level. But honestly, it was one of the best days I've ever had. It was so awesome.
Yeah. Well, I like you said, that follow-up, because especially if you're there live, there's always the stuff you missed.
Yes.
You know, and especially with a celebration like that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in the stadium and it's in Boston. None of that matters. It's the fact that you miss things. And so when you watch SportsCenter, when you watch the recap, everything else, it's like, oh, so-and-so did this. And look, you know, there's him holding the cup and all those things. So
when you're there, nice, you don't even hear the final call. You don't even know what the iconic final call sounds like. What was it?
Right. Yeah. Right. Good point. It's a very good point. Yeah.
Like for Chris Kerber to say, the wait is over. Uh-huh. I didn't hear that until after the game was over.
That's a good point. I can't imagine. I was not in, you know, I was not in the arena, but it just had to be bedlam. I mean, it just had to be crazy.
It was unforgettable.
Yeah.
And that's what sports is. The best day of my career, Randy Carricker and I always say this, the best day of my career, and I've had some really good days, and hopefully we'll continue to have many more. Nothing will ever top me being able to cover the Blues Parade ever.
Yeah.
Because sports is not only about greatness and the quest for a championship, it is about galvanizing people, it is about community. And that day, there was tens of thousands of people, players, fans, everyone was one, and it was just pure joy for hours. It was so special.
And that's back to your St. Louis spirit and St. Louis sports city and everything else. I mean, look at that. I mean, that is a prime example of, you know, we are here for this team and we've been waiting for this.
Yeah. It was so cool to get to walk with the players too and talk to them because they kept turning to me being like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, because some had been through at least, you know, similar experiences. So,
yes. And I just kept saying to them, this is St. Louis. Yeah. They've been dying for this for 50 plus years.
Right. Well, it's so funny. I love that your choice had to do with the Blues, because that's another interesting thing that was on the show this morning. So, of course, Randy Carricker, there was a little, you know, wager type thing involved. And we all know he has the infamous tattoo, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, Michelle Smallman, live as we're recording this, I guess that's a proper thing.
Yes.
What would it take to get the MAC Cherry Diamond tattoo on you somewhere?
Ooh, that's a tough one, because I am very loyal to the MAC, very proud Missouri Athletic Club member, but I'm not a tattoo person, mostly because I hate needles. And I just, we're going to circle back to what I said. I am a big wimp. I just don't know if I could endure the pain. I think I might agree to it and then sit down and be like,
I can't do it. I can't go through it.
I'm going to back out.
Well, we'll keep that in the files, you know, just like maybe someday we'll find some reason to do that. But so last but not least, what I want to do is we need to tell our listeners how they can find Michelle Smallman. And so let's just rattle them all off, okay? So as the kids say, all the socials, all of that stuff, we want to mention Small Talk, of course, the podcast. Yep. So let's tell everybody everywhere they can find Michelle Smallman.
Well, first and foremost, you can listen to me Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. with Randy Carricker on 101 ESPN. You can listen live on your radio, or you can download the 101 ESPN app, which you should because it's free and it's amazing.
I have mine.
And thank you, Rodney. And you can, I have the MAC app too. And you can always listen to the podcast. So wherever you are, if you miss the show and you're mowing the lawn on the weekend and you want to queue it up, like we had what was my favorite interview with Adam Wainwright ever on the show this week. And you can get that at any time. So Monday through Friday's live, 7 to 10, but you can always get us on the 101 ESPN app. I have a personal podcast called Small Talk, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, wherever you find your podcasts. And then on socials, on Twitter and Instagram at M Smallman, and that's M-O-N, not M-A-N. Everyone thinks it's correct. Smallman, S-M-A-L-L-M-A-N, which I understand why you would think that, but it's actually M-O-N.
Yep. Perfect. Well, great. Well, that's how to get a hold of Michelle Smallman. So anything else you want to add? Anything else about the MAC? Anything before we go?
Just that I'm so proud to be a member here and I sing the praises of the MAC everywhere I go because I don't think that a lot of other cities have a club that is like this. It's not only a private club where you can go to have your meals and gather with people and get your workouts in, but it really does bring so many wonderful events, whether it's the Women of Distinction lunch. You guys are always having something, whether I'm reading it in the Cherry Diamond or getting the email alerts. There's just so many different ways to connect with people, and I just love being a member here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, again, this title of this podcast was Beyond the Mic with Michelle Smallman. We've got all the ways to connect with Michelle. But again, Michelle, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Rodney.
Great.